Okay, this is my turn to talk about hobbies. After that, I listened to your voices. I understood that we have two kinds of hobbies. One of them are something like that. As we do them, we learn something new or we improve ourselves. And the other are like this, that as we do them, we waste our time. And the lucky man is a person who has the first one that you mentioned, such as reading articles, exercising, drawing, and etc. These are kinds of hobbies that if you do them more, you get more benefits. I have both kinds of hobbies. I exercise almost 3 times a week, especially running about 20 minutes or dancing Zumba about 30 minutes. And it comes from that when I was a teenager, I usually was watching sport matches or reading sport news. But one day I said myself, why I just watch and do nothing? And decided to exercise and not just watch the sports. I like all kinds of sports, but martial arts and ping pong are my favorites. The other hobbies are watching TV and searching about actors and actresses. I know I waste my time, but I do them unfortunately. I also read books, but each period of time I change my book's subject. For example, when I was younger, as a teenager, I read criminal books by Agatha Christie or Sherlock Holmes books. After that, I read some famous novels. After that, I read some books on economic, for example, Rich Father, Poor Father by Robert Kiyosaki. And now I read books on English. I read two books that Cambuz Khan translated them. You know, each period of time that I think about something, I try to read some books on it, and it's my best hobby. And I do it since I was 17. One of the questions is, what hobbies did you used to have, but not now? For example, I do love Hafez and the other poets like Sohrab, Saadi, and Shahriyar, and I was reading their poems at least twice a week. But now I don't read them because my opinion has changed about love and something like that. And the other hobby is knitting. I try to continue knitting, but I understood that I'm terrible in this field. You know, I think I'm not good enough at art fields because I don't pay attention to details. Okay, the other hobbies are listening to music and also singing songs and read about successful people, and I really like to be one of them. To answer the last question, I should say it's clear that hobbies are very important for each person's life, but we should use them to improve our life, not against our life. And I think some great success comes from these hobbies. If you like something and do it again and again, you can use it as a skill and improve it to achieve your goals. And that's it.